This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Colin Leitner. On Friday, June 6, 2025, E.J. King Middle High School held their commencement ceremony at Bunka Hall in Sasebo, Japan. The hall was filled with proud families, eager friends, and excited graduates, all ready to celebrate years of hard work and achievement. The ceremony featured inspiring speeches from Principal Miss Gamble, Valedictorian Vincent Lin, Salutatorian Bobby Haygood, and Commander Fleet Activity Sasebo Commanding Officer Captain Michael Fontaine. Each speaker offered unique perspectives on the graduates' journey and the exciting future that awaits them. The class of 2025 navigated their high school years with remarkable determination, overcoming obstacles such as moving to a different country, learning another culture, saying goodbye to old friends, having to make new ones, and having a parent leave for months at a time. Now with diplomas in hand, the graduates of Class of 2025 are ready to embark on their next adventures, pursuing a diverse range of career paths and aspirations. Many graduates are heading to college and universities across the globe, with others entering the workforce and some joining the military. U.S. 7th Fleet Commander Vice Admiral Fred Catcher hosted a key meeting with Allied naval leaders in Sydney, June 8, 2025. The Fleet Commander's Roundtable, held aboard the USS Blue Ridge, LCC-19, brought together top brass from Australia, Japan, New Zealand, South Korea, Canada, the Philippines, and France. Discussions focused on strengthening partnerships and improving how the Allied navies operate together in the Indo-Pacific region. Catcher emphasized the importance of learning from each other to address shared challenges in the maritime domain. Participants shared insights on maritime security and sought collaborative solutions. The U.S. 7th Fleet, the Navy's largest forward-deployed fleet, regularly works with allies to promote a free and open Indo-Pacific. The meeting underscores ongoing efforts to enhance cooperation and security in the region. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.